Breakfast.
5 to 7. Paddy just came in the studio and showed us a picture of a remarkable life-saving device, an AED, which stands for
Automated External Defibrillator.
Thank you, Stacey. Which is a defibrillator, but yeah, they're the size of a Coke can, essentially. Remarkable. So it fits in your pocket. Great news for our next guest, and John Ambulance SA CEO Steve Morris. Steve, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning.
How big was a defibrillator when you first started?
Oh, much bigger than this one, about four times the size when they first came out. The ones that everybody will see, you know, on buildings, on walls in South Australia.
And functionally, is this exactly the same?
Yeah, it'll deliver the same shock. So, I mean, I think what's really important to kind of understand is that these things can save a life. You know, they're a game changer in terms of defibrillators because a cardiac arrest doesn't wait for the right place. So to have a portable AED is a real game changer in terms of the ability to save lives, because 30,000 people experience cardiac arrest in Australia per year, and your survival chances go down 10% for every minute of delay. So to have a defibrillator right next to you, which is as effective as a bigger device on the wall, is absolutely amazing.
Yeah, and I've noticed a huge increase in the number of the defibrillators on the walls since the rollout. It was mandated in some public places, and it just I'm so much more aware of it now. If I'm walking past one in a shopping centre, I just always go, okay, mental check,
yeah,
that's there.
That's right. And I think our key message is for people not to be scared to use them. You don't need to be qualified to use an AED and the portable AED because it'll only provide a shock if it's needed. So some people, I think, are a bit kind of anxious about using them, but our advice is don't be anxious. You can't cause any harm. The worst thing to do is to do nothing.
And so, those ones on the walls in shopping centres and community centres, as you mentioned, anyone can use it. They've got instructions on them. I imagine the pocket ones have the same type of instructions.
Yeah, it's the same. It kind of, as soon as you switch it on, there's a kind of voice kind of it informs you what to do. So you can't do anything wrong. You just follow the instructions. And I said it'll only give a shock if it detects a rhythm that's shockable. So you can't do any harm. The worst thing to do is to do nothing.
Mm. Wow, that's I'd no idea that they only worked if required, as opposed to, that sort of traditional, rub the paddles together and someone yells clear and, then you give it a jolt.
Yeah, it's completely different to that. So it basically detects a rhythm. If that rhythm is what we call shockable, then it delivers a shock. If it's not, then it won't deliver a shock.
Do you think, given the portability of this device now, that we're going to get to a point where anyone who is susceptible or has a history of heart disease or concerns might carry these around on them?
Yeah, that's what we're hoping. Well, we think they're complementary to kind of the ones that you see fixed on a wall. But certainly if you're travelling in a rural remote area, then, as I said before, any delay decreases your survival. So I think we'll get to a stage where people are starting to carry them around in glove boxes, in backpacks, so that, there's access when you need them.
So where can people buy them?
It's from St. John directly. We launched this a few weeks ago. Just go to our website. So if you Google St. John, you'll find our website and you can buy them through that website.
Yeah, great.
What do they cost?
They do cost nearly $2,000.
Yeah.
So, look, they're not for everybody, but we think, particularly those people at risk or people in sporting clubs or communities, I think they're an ideal thing to carry around. In fact, recently I've just come back from Kangaroo Island on a holiday, and if you think of some of those places when you're travelling around Kangaroo Island, having access to something like a pocket AED gives that reassurance that, should something happen, somebody, either a friend, a fellow traveller, has a cardiac arrest, you can actually do something to help save their life.
Mm. Yeah, it's only expensive if you completely divorce it from the circumstance in which you'd use it,
exactly,
isn't it?
Yeah.
That's right, yes.
Yeah, we're talking about heart attacks and potentially saving lives. So, remarkable piece of technology. Thanks for explaining it to us, Steve. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no worries.
That's Steve Morris, the CEO of St. John Ambulance in SA.
And I have noticed those ones in shopping centres and communities.
See them everywhere.
There's so many more of them now, and we have two people to thank for that. Frank Pangello, former Independent MP who introduced the legislation, and Greg the Yellow Wiggle.
Of course,
the national campaign.
He himself had a heart attack, didn't he?
Yeah, on stage, I'm pretty sure. And since then, he's been campaigning to get rollouts of AEDs in public shopping centres and public places.
It's a remarkable journey the defibrillator has had through the lives of very high-profile Australians. Obviously, the Packerwackers, originally in the back of ambulances. Kerry Packer was in that situation. Yeah, through to Frank Pangello and the... And